Can you hear this, I wonder? Might be a little faint now. That's the sound of a big thunderstorm that we've just had, now passing off into the distance. But it was right overhead while we played the form tonight in class. And during the form, I guess it was must have been a lightning strike, but something took out the power for a brief second, and plunged the room into darkness. And everyone looked around a bit worried. But the reason I'm mentioning this is that with your Tai Chi, with enough practice, you reach the point where you can carry on playing the form, and this sort of thing doesn't worry you at all, as long as you're perfectly safe. My teacher always used to say to me that you should be able to play your form in the central reservation of a motorway, or a highway in American terms, I guess. Now, what he meant by that was if you sat there playing your form on a narrow strip of land, cars whizzing backwards and forwards, 70 miles an hour, a lot of noise, a lot of air disturbance. But because you're not in threat, you're not disturbed by it. You're free to continue, carry on doing what you've chosen to do until you need to take changes for your safety. It's a very simple lesson, but one that's always really stuck with me, especially when I get called on to do public demos, or I'm teaching, or I'm doing a one-off workshop, that sort of thing. But most importantly, when I'm playing the form, I always say to my students that Tai Chi is perhaps the one time in the day, or in the week if you're mainly practicing in class, when you're being utterly selfish. It's entirely me time. It's all about me, or you in your case, of course. It's about focusing on exactly what you're doing at that moment in time. Living in the moment. The gas bill, all of that doesn't exist. It can all wait. Because for those 20 minutes, or those 2 hours in a class, all that matters is you and what you're doing, what you're feeling, and what you're thinking. And it's as simple as that. And that's what I learned from tonight's lesson.